building. Somebody make a joyful noise. Come on, let's make a little bit of Holy Ghost noise in here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, all the problems, all the troubles of this world have been a noisome pestilence. But my Bible says, come on, you're not going to fall. You're not going to be disturbed. You're not going to be destroyed. We just got to give him a praise sometimes. We just got to open our mouth and give the Lord a praise anyhow. Thank the Lord. Aren't you glad you're in the house of the Lord today? Amen. I want you to turn around to two or three people and smile your best smile and shake. Give the best handshake you can muster right now. Come on, grip that hand. Don't give that little wet fish handshake. Hallelujah. Tell them how glad you are to be in the house of the Lord with them today. There's something special about gathering together. The Bible says, Jesus said that when you gather together in his name, somebody say that name, would you? Come on, we're not here today in Ron Hawkins' name. We're not here today in Brother Winter's name or Brother Gunderman's name. We're here today. We've gathered in the name of Jesus. We've sang songs about Jesus. We've prayed in the name of Jesus. We've covered this service this morning by the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. This is all about the Lord. And when you gather together, he said, if just two or three of you would gather together in his name, or if you just touch anything in his name, that whatever you ask, it shall be done. Now, that's very powerful words there. So I don't know what you have been dealing with, what you may be coming in here today wrestling with, but can I tell you that the name of Jesus Christ, everything has to bow at that name. Every other name has to bow at the name of Jesus. And so you're in the right place this morning. I'm glad to tell you today, with all the bad news that's around this world, you're in a place of good news, because you're getting ready to hear some good word preached, some good news preached. Amen. Devil's been trying to pull you down, and personalities have been trying to pull you down, and some of you are wrestling with things on your job, and your bodies are aching, and we're dealing with all this flu and all this nonsense that's going on. Come on, somebody. But when we get here, this is a sanctuary. Come on, we can come up here and we can come in here and lift up holy hands. Amen. And every demon has to. The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. So you're in the right place. Whatever you need today, you can find it in the name of Jesus. I want to tell you, if you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus, you could be baptized this morning in Jesus' name. We have good, warm, clean water. I just cleaned the tank. I felt bad. I baptized Sister Teresa last Sunday, and I sit there. She's sitting in that water just worshiping, praising the Lord, and I'm just looking at all these floaters in there. I'm sorry, sister. It was time for a cleaning. I cleaned it out Monday. Amen. It's all nice and clean and shiny, and so it's nice and warm. And we've got clothes for you to wear and towels for you to dry. There's no reason, this is my point, there's no reason why you would need to leave here today without having the blood of Jesus applied to your life, having your sins washed away in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost is here. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. While Brother Winters is preaching, you can receive the Holy Ghost. Maybe you just need to stir up the gift that is in you. You could have a stirring today. We're so blessed to have Brother Winters with us. He's got a standing order from me that anytime he's in the area and he's got an open service, I said, call me and let me know, because if we have the ability, we want to have you. We always want to have you. And he happens to be holding a revival in Nashville, Indiana, just down the road, and they have no service until this afternoon. And so we were able to get him to come and be with us this morning. We love Brother Winters, don't we? A great evangelist. He's no stranger here. Preaches revival for us regularly. He's going to preach the word to you. Will you welcome Brother Winters to this pulpit? Brother, preach now.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now, shall we? Thank you, Lord, for your presence, your power. Oh, it feels good in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. I've come expecting God to do something great in this place. Amen. Early this morning in prayer, amen, I just felt the unction of the Spirit of God, and I feel victory in this house today. Amen. God wants to change someone's life. Amen. I'm thankful to be in the house of the Lord. What an honor it is to be back at Turning Point. Love and appreciate Brother Sister Hawkins, their family. It's always a tremendous honor to stand in this pulpit, and I give honor to your pastor, his family, and to you. Thank you for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord. Amen. And I'm so thankful for what I feel. And if you can't get excited about going to heaven after singing those songs, amen, my mind, I just had some flashbacks of when I was, I don't know, maybe it's just the older I get, the more nostalgic I become. I don't know. But it seems like that we used to sing a whole lot more about heaven than we do. And every time I hear those old songs, it just excites me. And I was thinking about, as we were singing, I've heard people say, well, you know, when I get to heaven, I have all of these questions I want to ask the Lord. But in all reality, I think when we get there, the questions really won't matter anymore. Amen. I'm excited about going to heaven. Anybody excited about that blessed hope that we have? Amen. Now, I did not get with Brother Hawkins, and he did not advise me on what to preach. And I didn't ask him what to preach. But I'm just going to pick up where he's left off the last few minutes. And it's amazing how God just orchestrates everything. And I feel this so strongly on my heart today. If you have your Bible, I know it's Sunday morning. How many of you will help me preach just a few minutes today? Micah chapter number 7, if you'll turn with me there for the reading of the word of the Lord. I feel this strongly in my spirit today. Amen. Micah chapter number 7 and verse number 7 records these words. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Aren't you thankful that God hears you when you pray? But it doesn't stop there. Verse 8 says, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Amen. That phrase, when I fall, I shall. Someone say, I shall. I shall arise. Amen. I want to preach today with the help of the Holy Ghost for the next few moments. This subject or this title, down is not my destiny. Amen. Down is not my destiny. Would you lift your voice, your hands with me right now? Let's ask the Holy Ghost to talk to us. God, I thank you for your presence, your power, your anointing that's in this house today. God, we've come to worship you. We've come to lift up your name. We've come to exalt you, oh God. Lord, we've come to receive from you. We're asking that the Holy Ghost would fall in this building today. God, that you would fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. God, that you would renew someone in the Holy Ghost. That you would give victory and liberty and triumph. Break every fetter. Break every chain. Let the anointing of the Holy Ghost destroy every yoke. Let your will be accomplished. Your name exalted. Your kingdom advanced. We give you praise. I feel something in the spirit right now. Come on, let's worship him just a moment. Somebody that needs a victory ought to be praising him for victory right now. Somebody that needs something ought to just go ahead and thank him for it right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time, let's just worship the Lord. I feel something in the spirit right now. Sir, you're not here by accident. You're not here by happenstance, ma'am. The hand of the Lord is upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated if you'd like. Let me just begin by stating the motive of my message today is not to preach with a spirit of negativity or pessimism, because the gospel is the good news. It is a message of hope, a message of faith and life. However, with that being said, I believe that you would agree with me today that we are in a battle. It's not a new battle. battle, it's an age-old battle. And quite often you will find yourself caught in the middle of that battle, in the crosshairs of good and evil, right and wrong, sin and righteousness. And if you feel today as though you are being pulled on and pursued after, you are feeling correctly because you are wanted by two worlds. Heaven wants you and hell wants you. And both of them have proven they'll do whatever it takes to get you. Heaven's trying to pull you up. Hell's trying to pull you down. Heaven's trying to pull you in and hell's trying to pull you out. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that ye might have life and that ye might have it more abundantly." Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost so strongly right now. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to be negative today. Stay with me. We're going to turn this thing around. But nothing would please your adversary more than to trip you up and to lure you off the course. He would like to pull you out and wear you out. He would love to distract you and detour you and destroy you, to keep you in bondage to your past and your failures and your guilt and addiction. He would like to take your testimony. He would like to silence your worship. Jesus said to Simon, "Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat." That's why we must not be ignorant of the devil's devices, lest he should get an advantage of us. But Peter admonished us to be sober, to be cautious, to be aware and vigilant, because your adversary, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But if you're going to defeat the devil, you can't play his games. You can't entertain his ideas. The first step to victory is recognizing who your enemy is and what he wants to do. And my thoughts somewhat gravitate right now to our military, because we are far more powerful and sophisticated in our training and weaponry than any other nation in the world. However, in recent years, we have experienced an ever-increasing number of casualties because our enemies are hard to recognize. Sometimes it's a he, a she, or a child that is willing to inflict pain and as much damage as possible. And that's exactly how the adversary works. His appearance and his approach may vary, but his mission is the same. He's been called the serpent, the dragon, the roaring lion. And as evil and destructive as he is, there are actually two things that you have in common with the devil today. Number one, we all believe in one God. The devil believes in one God and he trembles. Anyone that believes in more than one God knows more than God knows, because God said, "I am God and there is none beside me, and I know not any." Anybody that believes in more than one God believes in something even the devil doesn't believe in. I still believe, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. I'm convinced that there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, who's the Father of all, above all, through all, and in you all. Oh, somebody ought to thank him for the revelation of the mighty God in Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. We have that in common with the devil. We believe in one God. The other thing that we have in common with him is, like him, we all have a past that we cannot change. He was an angelic being covering God with songs of worship, but iniquity was found in him. And he said, "I will ascend to the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will be like the Most High God." Ironically, the same lie he told himself that caused him to fall is the same lie he told Eve that caused her to fall. You will be like God. You cannot be like God without God. And because of pride and rebellion, God cast Lucifer, one third of that angelic creation, out of heaven. He lost his reason to rejoice and sing and dance. You see, the devil cannot rejoice over his past. He was cast out of heaven. He can't wake up every morning and get excited that it's going to get better, because he's going to be bound and cast into a bottomless pit. Why bottomless? Because you can never put the devil low enough. What I'm trying to say is the devil cannot have a good day unless you allow him to. And I've got a feeling in my spirit that this is not going to be a good day for the devil. I'm not going to allow it. And I'm looking at some people that's not, he can't take your garment of praise unless you lay it down. He can't take your victory unless you refuse to fight back. He can't stop you from being delivered. He can't stop you from receiving the Holy Ghost unless you simply don't want it. If the devil's fighting you, you ought to at least fight back. God will give you the victory if you'll just show up for the fight. Don't take the blows from hell and say, oh, that's just light. Amen. It's just, there'll be something in you that'll say, I'm not taking this. I refuse to bow down. I refuse to let this destroy me. I feel victory in this building right now. You see, on occasion, the Lord required Israel. He said, you don't even need to go out tomorrow and fight. You just show up and worship me. All I want you to do is show up and praise me. And he said, I will fight your battle for you. Amen. When you feel the attack of your enemy, the majority of your battles will be won if you'll just show up and worship. Oh, God, help me not get in trouble this morning. You don't have to have the answer. Just show up at church and worship. You don't have to know how it's going to turn out. Because when you're under attack, oh, God, I hope I get to come back after this. When you're under attack, don't stay home from church. Don't miss church. Don't quit church. Show up for a prayer meeting. Show up Sunday morning. Show up Sunday night. Show up on work day. Just show up and worship. You will win more battles by being faithful than you will by fighting. Because when you are faithful, God will fight for you and you will overcome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel victory in this building right now. Hallelujah. Somebody's a praise away from getting your victory back right now. Somebody's just a worship away from getting some joy to come back and the chains to fall off you and the victory to return. Just get up and worship the Lord. Just a moment. Let's entertain the Holy Ghost right now. I feel something shaking in the spirit realm right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're not as far away from a victory as you think you are. Come on, I've simply come to preach. Amen. The only time the devil can rejoice is when he knocks you down and you refuse to get up. But I've come to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, down is not your destiny. Micah said, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. There's a, pardon the expression, but there's only one room for one on this dance floor. Amen. One of two of you will rejoice. Either you or your adversary. There's only going to be one that leaves this house shouting. You are your adversary. So if there's going to be a victor and there's going to be an overcomer and there's going to be a dancer, it might as well be you. Oh God, you need to never be the reason the devil dances. You ought to be hell's worst nightmare. You ought to make the devil wish he had never heard your name, touched your family, and touched your life. My God, somebody needs to draw a line in the sand. You need to shake yourself, hallelujah, loose right now. And in a spirit of unwavering faith, tell your enemy, unlike you, when I fall, I shall arise. Your adversary has fallen, and he can't get up. And he'd like to convince you that you can't. Amen. But I've come to tell somebody, amen, I feel the voice of the Spirit and the urgency of God to tell you that down is not your destiny. The hand of God is upon your life. The anointing of God is upon you. The call of God. You've got to get up today. Come on, reach over to somebody. Pray for them right now. I feel victory in this building. I see it in the spirit realm, sir. I see it in the spirit, ma'am. The hand of God's on you. Amen. You don't have to sit there and wallow in your despair. You don't have to be defeated. There's something in you. Amen. There is a victory in you. If you will get up again. When I fall, I shall. Devil, you thought you could destroy my... I know you've been through some stuff. I know life has dealt you some hard blows. He thought he could weaken your resolve and take your worship. But devil, watch this. I'm getting up today. And the same foot you tried to trip, I'm going to use to dance on top of your head. The same voice you tried to silence, I'm going to use to worship God. The same hand you tried to hold, I'm going to raise it in worship. Because when you knocked me to my knees, you made a grave mistake. Because it was there that I got victory over you the first time. So while I'm on my knees, I'm going to pray to something breaks. I'm going to worship to something breaks loose. I'm going to worship until there's a victory. I shall arise. Somebody obey the Holy Ghost right now. I feel a breakthrough for somebody in this building right now. Come on, sir. Lift your voice. Lift your hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. It's time for you. Hell doesn't want you to get up. Hell doesn't want you to come through this trial. Hell doesn't want you to get over the hurt. Hell doesn't want you to break out of the chains. Hell doesn't want you to leave your seat and repent and try again. But it really doesn't matter what hell wants. I'm asking you, what do you want? Do you want to come out of this? Do you want to get over it? Do you want victory? Do you want deliverance? Then worship until the chains fall. Get up and try again. If ever I felt the voice of God speak, I believe I heard from God today. There's somebody in this building. Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost right now. I feel destiny. I feel somebody's destiny in the balance right now. You're letting things hold you back. You're letting something hold you back that God's already delivered you from, that God's already forgiven you of. Amen. God's forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. Get up and try again. The Greeks had a race in the Olympic Games that was unique. The winner was not the runner that finished first. It was the runner that finished with the torch still lit. I've come to tell somebody, there's still some fire in you. There's still some anointing on your life. You've got what it takes to get up and cross the finish line. Don't let this thing destroy you. Don't let the failure destroy you. Don't let this trial take you out. Hell's trying to kill you. It's trying to destroy what's in you. But the reason why you're still here is because somebody's been doing for you what Jesus did for Simon Peter. They prayed that your faith would fail not. Get up. There's still life. Down is not your destiny. Get up, sir. Get up, ma'am. Don't let the chains of condemnation bind you. Don't let discouragement and hopelessness and judgment bind you. Since the hand of God upon someone's life. Amen. There's still life in you. There's still life in you. It's been a while since you felt like getting up from your seat, but I feel a resurrection coming. It's been a while since you felt like singing, but I feel a song starting to come back. It's been a while since you felt like dancing, but I feel a dance returning. Hallelujah. When you realize that down is not your destiny, the man of despair and depression, amen, and fear are going to fall off of you. The weights are going to be lifted. The victory will return, for no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yes, Lord.
You ought to get up just to disappoint the devil today. I'm trying to hurry, but I feel something deep happening in somebody's life right now. You will hear the voice. You have said, God, when's this ever going to be over? It's going to happen in your worship. God, when am I going to come through this? When am I going to feel your power and your anointing? If you'll just get up and praise him, even though you don't feel anything right now, worship the Lord. In Psalm 89, the Lord was speaking of how he had anointed David and how he had strengthened David. And the Lord said something very interesting about him. In Psalm 89:22, the Lord said of David, the enemy shall not exact upon him. That study that, God, what does that mean? And that verse literally means the enemy shall not outwit him. Amen. Because you're anointed and because you are empowered by God, the devil cannot outwit you. But the good news is you can outwit the devil. What do you mean? You've been through the trial and the test, and the devil thought you would fail, but you outwitted him. You ought to get up and rejoice right now. You walked through the fire, waded through the flood, and the devil thought you'd become angry and bitter, but you outwitted him. Get up and rejoice. You have fought battles and carried burdens, and the devil thought you would quit, but you outwitted him. Get up and rejoice. The anointing of God is still upon you. The blood covers you. Victory is yours. Down is not your destiny. I feel a heartbeat of faith. I feel the pulse of praise. I hear somebody whispering, I'm getting up. Rejoice not against me. It's going to be different after today. You're still alive. There's still breath in you. And let everything that had breath praise the Lord. If you will worship God, down will never be your destiny. You'll break out of your prison. You will break free from your chains. You can get up again. Lift your voice, lift your hands, and worship the Lord right now. Somebody needs to step out of their seat right now and make a statement to yourself and to your adversary. This will not take me down. This will not take me out. I've been knocked over. I've been knocked down. But today I'm getting up. Down is not my destiny. I'm going to worship until something breaks in my life. I'm going to praise God until the victory returns. I'm preaching to somebody. You're fighting a battle in your mind and your spirit, and you said, is it ever going to get any better? Is it a yes? It will. Today is your day, sir. The hand of God's upon you. The voice of God is calling your name. You need to put your hands in the air, step out of your seat in the aisle, and begin to worship God. Victory is coming to you right now. Somebody that's still like you've been knocked over and knocked down, you need to get up right now. The hand of God is upon you. The anointing of the Lord is upon you. God's reaching for you. God's drawing you back to Him, sir. He's calling you back to your place in the kingdom. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to rejoice. It's not where you belong. You don't belong down. You belong up. Excuse me, devil, but it's my day to dance. It's my day to rejoice. It's my day of victory. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, this is your day. If there's things in your past that have weighted you down and you feel like you can't worship God, just start repenting right now. God, I'm sorry. God, forgive me. Take this out of the way. I want victory. I need victory. I want the Holy Ghost. When you begin to worship the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to fall upon you right now. Come on, somebody, lift your voice and begin to worship God. The ministry of this church is going to move to this altar and pray for you. Amen. As they do, begin to worship the Lord. There is victory for you right now.
Glory to God.
Come on, the anointing is upon your life.
Victory is mine.
Victory. Praise Him until the victory returns. Rejoice until the anointing flows again.
I told Satan,
get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Victory.
Find somebody and rejoice in the Lord with them. Find somebody and worship with them right now. It could be your praise that helps them break through right now.
I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Well, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine.
Hey!
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Come on, give him some praise. I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. Help me sing.
Well, I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of the Lord delivering me. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost all over me. I feel the joy.
Loose now. I have been loose. I've been set free. Part of me, a moment, why haven't you believed? I feel the joy.
Thank you, Jesus. You remember that story in the Bible where they were getting ready? They just crossed the Jordan River. The children of Israel, they're going into the promised land. The first thing they encounter was a city called Jericho. And it was a intimidating thing for them because there were walls around Jericho. Thick walls, tall walls, insurmountable walls. There wasn't anything God's people could do. And so it took a God thing. Remember that story? And the direction from the Lord was through Joshua to the people. I want you to march around it. I want you to march around it one time the first day, and one time the second, and the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth day was still one time, and they weren't to make any noise on those marches. And then on the seventh day, it was different. He said, I want you to march around. Now, everybody got to get in order here because we want the trumpeters where they're supposed to be and the singers where they're supposed to be and the worshipers where they're supposed to be. But he said, I want you to march around one time, two times, not one time today, but today it's going to be seven times. On that sixth time around, they weren't to make any noise. First time, second time, third time. But on the seventh time, now this was when the walls were going to come down, see. So there's not a lot happens when we just kind of are docile and quiet. But there's something about Holy Ghost filled people making noise. Now listen, I know some of you aren't physically able to stand on your feet. I'm not talking to you. That's the only ones I'm not talking to right now. And the rest of you that are, you ought to be on your feet for this next chorus. Come on, you ought to jump to your feet right now. Now listen, if you see somebody not standing, that means they're not able to. Leave them alone. All right? I took care of that. You just worship the Lord. Now listen, I want you to act like if you need, some of you are saying, Brother Hawkins, you don't even know what I'm dealing with. I don't, and you don't know what I'm dealing with. Amen. We're not in a contest. All I know is we're serving the same God that on that seventh time around those walls, the Bible said, now on the seventh time, I want you to shout. And when you shout, there was something in the shout. Because when they shouted, the walls came down. And I got a feeling if some of God's people would make a little bit of Holy Ghost noise, give the Lord a shout in this place. Give the Lord some praise. Come on, clap your hands. Somebody leap to your feet. Somebody give the Lord a shout right now. Well, I have been loose. I've been set free. Pardon me a moment, but I haven't really. I feel the joy of the Holy Ghost. It's all over me. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Wow. What a word we have heard. from the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're in the prison, don't sit complaining about the wounds on your back. Do what Paul and Silas did. Sing. Pray and sing praises to the Lord. If you're down, well, the winter's told us today, that's not your destiny. The only way you can get destroyed by the devil is if you lay there long enough for him to gum you to death. You might get hurt by the devil, but see, he's just a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And every once in a while, you got to rise up and say, oh, I'm sorry, you mistook me for somebody that was dead. See, come on. I don't know how you made that mistake, but I'm not dead. You ever drive down the road and you see a bunch of vultures flying around? You know what that means, don't you? It means there's something almost dead. If it was already dead, they wouldn't be flying around. They're just waiting. It's a scary thing, I would think, if you're the animal laying there seeing them circle around you, waiting for you to draw your last breath. Every once in a while, one of them will fly down there and sniff around, see if you still breathe, and go back up and say, no, got a little breath left in them. See, every once in a while, we just got to rise up and say, oh, devil, see, you thought I was dead. I'm not dead. I've got some shout left in me. I've got a song left in me. I've got some worship left in me. Come on, somebody. So leave here today with your head high. Leave here today knowing God's on your side. Thank you, Brother Winters, for being with us today. Would you thank him for being here? Thank you, brother. Thank you for the word. Listen, if you want to go to a men's conference, men, it's coming up first weekend of March. Come up here right under that sign, that exit sign right over here to your left. And Brother Gardner's going to tell you a little bit about the details of that meeting right after the service. Come on up. Choir, we've got a meeting tonight at 4:15. Meet here at 4:15. Please don't be late. And we're going to have practice at 4:30. So come tonight. God's going to do some great things tonight. Amen. Got a special speaker tonight, by the way. I'm going to preach tonight. Hallelujah. I haven't preached for a while. I'm ready to preach. Glory to God. Feeling good. God's going to do some great things. Hey, stay as long as you like. We're going to sing a little longer, but you're dismissed in Jesus' name. God bless you.
I feel the joy of the Lord falling fresh on me. I feel the joy of